Bugs. Hello, everybody.
This is the lightning strike.
The snow is melting and people are falling down the mountain. Hello, welcome. It's happy time. It's March 4th, 2006, and the NHL is back after the Olympic break and after the long layoff of playing on a larger surface and having a lot better time over there in a different country. But tonight is another night, and I haven't done a cast here since I think the last game, or the game right after Dave Anderchuk retired, so it's been a long time. But I had a lot going on. We went on a vacation, me and Stephanie. We went to North Carolina. We went snowboarding, and we got to see a lot of snow, and we were up there for about 5 or 6 days, and that was good. And I recovered from my broken foot just in time, so that was okay. And a lot of interesting things happened in the new year. Starting to get a little bit warmer down here, but anyways, the game tonight, we played Montreal Canadiens, and it's a big game because they're like 2 points behind us in the standings in the East, and they're in eighth place and we're in seventh. And those of you who don't know, only the top eight make it into the playoffs from the East, and we were seventh coming in, and they were eighth, and we were actually 8 points ahead of the ninth place team. So I was hoping for a win tonight so we could go full 10 points into a playoff position. So, you know, that would be pretty tough for another team to catch another team, but, you know, all right, we're gonna move into the game here. And we're playing Montreal, like I said earlier. The first game back from the break, we played the Florida Panthers, interstate rivalry. And basically, we got blown out. They scored like four goals every period or something. It was crazy. I had to have some Heineken. Heineken is from Holland. We were trying to figure out if Holland is similar to Dutch, and Dutch is Swedish, and Holland is the Netherlands. And Stephanie, is that from the Netherlands? Netherlands? The Netherlands?
I suppose.
She supposes. And she has a forum. If anybody's looking for a forum to do whatever, you know, for a band or a company, you can go to rigiddigit.biz. rigiddigit.biz. Why? Put it up right now. Well, she'll, by the end of the night, she'll have her forum's complete. She's just trying to like put in a little package for companies. But it's great though. It's like the forum with everything. You can do everything with it. You know, it's not just like a little silly forum that bands have on their websites. It's a real deal. You know, I use it for my site. It's great. You know, it has instant messaging integration where all instant messaging programs are in there, and you know, it's really nice. It's beautiful. It's happy. When she's looking at me, she's like, no. What? It's beautiful. It has it has gold. It's golden. But yeah, well, if it's not up there tonight, just check it out in a while. If you're looking for a forum, send her an email. It's Steph, Steph, at Pixel, PICSILL.com. Send her an email if you're looking for a forum. But anyways, we need to talk about the freaking game here. All right, so tonight we're playing Montreal. I want to talk a little bit about the Olympic break, though. All right, we were in North Carolina. We went up there like February 11th or 12th. I had like 12 days off of work. And we went up there. There was an 18-inch snowfall in two nights, and coming up there from Florida. But I've seen snow before, but Stephanie really hasn't been in snow too much. So We're driving up there in about an hour outside of Boone, North Carolina. Boone and Banner Elk, North Carolina. Those are two beautiful places. Like, you know, I've been to North Carolina before. I've been to the Smoky Mountains and Raleigh and driving through there and camping and shit. But when it's wintertime and there's snow on the ground, man, and you got a nice view and you got ski hills and nice friendly people, like, we didn't have any confrontations at all. Everyone was cool. You know, we got in and out where we needed to go, and the hotel we stayed at was cheap during the week. It was like $39 a night, but it was like a hotel that, in Orlando here, a hotel like that big with a refrigerator would be like $75 a night or $100 a night during the week, and Orlando sucks. But anyways, we were up there, and I got to see a little bit of Olympics. Started watching some of the hockey, the preliminaries. I can't say that word. That's fucking hard. Try to say that word. That's great. But yeah, I started watching some of the hockey. I know Team USA, they tied the first game, and John Graham played. And I lost, lately I've lost all respect for him. And I think the Lightning need to make a trade here. We need a goalie. We need someone. We need Manny Fernandez from the Minnesota Wild. And they have two goalies up there that they can't keep on payroll. So I think they're going to let one of them go. And I would like to see Manny Fernandez down here in Tampa. That would be great. And we could make a good run with him because he would play hard. You know, new goalie coming in, new people. But I don't know. He's used to a good crowd up there, so I don't know. I like Minnesota. But anyways, the Olympics were great. Canada, they got shut out like every single game after they made it through, and they ended up not even making it to the medal round, which was unexpected, and they played horrible. And I feel bad for Mr. Gretzky and Mr. Quinn, because I don't think they made bad decisions. I think just out of what's happened this entire year here, you know, there's a lot of teams that are playing hard, but just to see, like, what's going on with Canada, and I don't know. I think the year off hurt hockey because, I don't know, Canada just sucked this year. They're like I don't know. Like, you see teams like Finland and Sweden, like, going crazy in the Olympics, and like, Finland was like a machine, man. They were so good. And to see Teemu Selanne get his teeth knocked out for the first time in his career in the Olympics and come back and do what they did, it was great to see. I believe the hockey program in those areas are going to be a lot better. And Sweden won the gold, I'm sure everyone knows. And they deserved it. But I think Finland, they may have deserved it a little bit more, but they just didn't get the they didn't play the game they wanted to in the final game there. And Russia, you know, I was excited to see Pavel Bure was the general manager for Russia. I remember I saw his first game when he got traded to the Panthers back in, I think it was like 95 or 96, somewhere. No, 97, I don't know. But whenever he got traded to the Panthers, I got to see his first game down there in Fort Lauderdale, Sunrise, Florida. And I remember driving 2 hours down to the game, the night of the game, and I didn't even have a ticket. And I just drove down there. And usually that place doesn't sell out, but it was like one of my first games in Florida. And I paid like $75 for like a 10th row seat. And I remember seeing the game really well, and that was like my first game at that stadium. That was pretty cool. And he got an assist. I think the Panthers won. Oh, they were playing Montreal that game, too. And I remember Jose Theodore was in goal. And that was pretty interesting. But anyways, yeah, I like Pavel Bure. I was at a game where he scored 4 goals New Year's Day against the Lightning in 2000. And I didn't think the game was going to happen because all the power outages and the Y2K thing, man. It was going to be crazy, but it did. But anyways, he was the general manager of Russia, and you saw Russia come out, and they were playing pretty tough, but they had all these young guys just going straight toward the net, like Ovechkin and whatever, all the Russians. Markov, he was on Montreal, but I don't know, they were pretty tough. Victor Kozlov, I like Victor Kozlov a little bit. I guess Javi Bulin was hurt, but he's being a sissy now and whatever, but the Lightning need a goalie. Okay, moving on to the game here. The Lightning are coming off an 8-2 loss, the first game back from the Olympic break. And before the break, they started to put on a little run there, and they started doing quite well. They were like 7-3 coming into the Olympic break. But coming in there, and I was still a little tentative just watching them play. It was still a little, a little strange, I would say. But anyways, basically the Lightning need to win tonight after losing 8-2 against the Florida Panthers of Florida. And we're playing Montreal, and the puck drops, and Montreal scores. In like 12 seconds. It's a new record, the fastest score against the Lightning in franchise history. And so they're up 1-0 right away. And I was like, oh, man. Because the Panthers did that. They scored in like 28 seconds or something the game the other night. Ah, yeah. So they score. We have, just to summarize the first period, we had 4 power play chances. Actually, 3.5. 3.5 power play opportunities in the first period. And we got like 3 shots on power plays. And we did outshoot them in the first period. We outshot them like 12-2 or something. But one of those shots was a goal. So, you know, I don't pay too much attention to those shots. You know, it's good to see your team cycling and getting some shots. But if you're not scoring, you know, you can have 100 shots. Especially against like someone like Luongo, you know, you can have 52 shots and score one goal, or not even score a goal. You know, hey, fuck it, man. But anyways, we shot a lot, and we had 4 power plays, and I don't know, man. They just skate around. Yeah, the formation they have on the power play, like the only person I see like trying to organize anything is Brad Richards, and they're like trying to put too much pressure on him now. It's like, I don't know, they think they have like these superstars and they don't have to do that much, and everyone else just waits for something to happen, and that can't happen. And I'm ready to like see a management or coaching change here, because they need something to motivate these players, because they're not playing how they should. They play in spurts, like for a minute or 30 seconds or 5 seconds. You know, you see a guy just start skating a little bit faster, then he'll slow down. You know, that's it. That's all they have to offer. So we go first intermission. We're down 1-0. 4 power plays. We're actually carrying a power play to the second. So nice, fresh, clean ice coming in the second. I'm a little opportunistic about that. And coming in there, they kill off the power play, of course. And they score again. And it's 2-0. They get a power play goal. It's actually their second power play of the game. They score. We had 4 power plays. We got like 3 shots on 4 power plays. We didn't score. So they're winning 2-0 early in the second there. And good old Ruslan Fedotenko comes down. And he has a nice goal. It was a great goal. Good goal to see. I like to see Fedotenko kind of bring it through when everybody else is playing like shit. Actually, Vinny LeCavalier was playing pretty well tonight. I saw him trying really hard because he hates Montreal, because that's kind of like his home team other than home. And Ribeiro, he played with him growing up and stuff. And he played pretty tough. He was hitting people all over the place. But Fedotenko scores, and he gets an assist from Kubina, and I think Richards. And that was an even strength goal. So it's 2-1. 2-1 going into the third. I'm like, all right, you know, 2-1. We're out shooting them 23-10 going in the third as well, but, you know, that doesn't mean much. But, you know, we're getting some shots. In the third, pretty quick in the third there, we get on a power play, right? And there's a little setup in Montreal zone. And Richards passes it out to LeCavalier. And LeCavalier, like he should have been doing all night, he shoots the puck and he scores. And he got an assist from Richards and Dan Boyle, and it was LeCavalier's 26th goal the year. So it's 2-2 early in the third, and I'm like, all right, I was all excited, everyone was screaming, getting all loud, and from there it went downhill. From there they scored 4 unanswered goals in the end of the third, and we end up losing 6-2. And quite a few of those goals, I would say, were pretty soft goals. John Graham didn't do his job tonight, and he deserves to sit the next game. And I think the coaching and the management doesn't know how to pick their goaltenders, because John Graham started last game. They ended up losing 8-2. So I think in a situation like that, you need to start the other goalie. And I think Sean Burke can bring a lot more to the table than someone like John Graham, which has a backup experience. And I don't know. They need a goalie, man. They need a goaltending. And they just need a couple of big saves to bring it back. Bring them back the other way. But anyways, we lost again. So we're 0-2 after the Olympic break here. And I'm going to go through a couple of things. I wanted to also announce, I don't want to talk about like computers or anything, but I got a new monitor. I got a new flat panel LCD monitor. It's only 17-inch, but 17 inches are like pretty big though. They're like a 19-inch CRT monitor, and it's pretty nice. And I wanted to announce that if no one else knows, but Apple released the new Mac Mini with the Intel chip, and it's only $599, and it's pretty badass. It has a DVI output for a monitor. You can choose between, I think, 60 and 80 gig hard drive. It has everything, man. It's pretty cool looking. It's a little box. You just connect to your monitor. I got a DVI input on my monitor now, so I'm gonna get a DVR from work, because I work for the internet service provider, so I get free cable. I get free fucking cable. It's great. But let me go through some scores here. Detroit is playing Phoenix tonight in Phoenix. They're winning 6-3 with a minute to go. And Detroit, Yzerman scored. Lindstrom scored. Let me see. Doan scored for Phoenix. But yeah, Phoenix is going to lose. That's not good. We got San Jose. Well, actually, San Jose at Calgary. Calgary is winning 1-0. Los Angeles, the Kings beat the Blue Jackets 3-2. And we got another final here. Buffalo beat Boston, which is all right. I'm glad to see Buffalo's doing good this year. Buffalo's awesome, man. I hope they do well. I hope they do good in the playoffs. It's good to see that. Ottawa beat Toronto, and that's kind of good for the Lightning. Toronto's another union fighting for the top. Philadelphia lost to the Islanders. Islanders are kind of looking outside there, but yeah, that's a little scary. And then in overtime, Atlanta beat Washington. So Ovechkin scored again. Great power play goal, 19:34 in the third. Oh wow, Ovechkin! Damn, Ovechkin scored to tie it up in the third, and then they end up losing in the shootout. But that's all right. The Devil beat the Ranger, and Carolina scores 7 goals on Pittsburgh. Well, actually, it's 7-5. So, how many did Crosby have? LeClaire scored. Ricci had a hat trick. Wow. Mark Ricci had a hat trick. And I don't see Crosby scoring at all. And then we go to our score here, 6-2 Montreal over Tampa Bay. And the Dallas Stars beat the Colorado Avalanche 5-3. That's one of those rivalries. Rob Blake scores. Milan Hejduk. Mike Modano, he had 2 goals. And Jokinen. One of the Jokinens from Finland scored as well. And Mauro scores from the previous San Jose Sharks. But anyways, that's about it. The Lightning play 7 games in 11 days, which is kind of like a crazy schedule. Their longest break is like tomorrow night. And then they play Monday, Tuesday, like Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, some crazy shit like that. So I'm kind of excited. But they need to start winning. They need to do something. They need to... I think they need a new coach, man. I wouldn't care if they got a new coach in there because they need a change, man. All year I've been saying some shit like that. You know, it's... You know, they have these little streaks, but... I don't know. I can see what's going on, man. You guys can't see the game, but I can see the game. Whoever else listens or watches the game, even if you're in Orlando or Sarasota or Brooksville or wherever you are, you can listen to the games on 620 AM. They got a 200-mile radius on that, but TV, you can see it all throughout the state of Florida if you're north of Orlando, like Tampa, Orlando, north of there, Daytona, Palm Coast, Pensacola, Jacksonville. They play all the Lightning games, man. But if you're not watching the game, this is the only resource you have. And, oh, if no one saw the fight when they played the Panthers on, was it Monday night? Tuesday night? Somewhere in there. Evgeny Artukin, he finally got in his first fight, and he ended up jacking Chris Gratton. I think he fought Gratton. Gratton's from the Lightning. He played for the Lightning a while back. And he got in a pretty good fight, and I was good to see. And I'm getting sick of seeing these penalties against him because he's just playing tough, man. He had a lot of good shifts tonight. I think every shift on the ice he has is good. So I just hope someone like him can stick around and they don't do anything stupid or come up with some stupid rules. But anyways, I'll try to have some more casts here. And I hope everybody's doing okay. I got a couple of emails. I got some responses, which is good. I got a response from Ali from England, from across the pond. He says he likes to hear the cast because they don't get much hockey over there. I was kind of curious about the European League, if he hears anything about that. But Ali, man, thanks. Thanks for the comment. I saw it there. You know, anybody else that wants to give some feedback or just say hello, go ahead and do so. My email is joel at mailzeta mailzeta.com, and we put some snowboarding pictures from our trip on the website there. I never got many of those hockey photos up there, not a lot of them turned out good because we weren't able to bring the good camera and they like stopped us. But if you go to toxictuna.net, T-O-X-I-C-T-U-N-A, toxictuna.net, there's a snowboard / skate link on the front. And if you want to see some of the pictures of us snowboarding in North Carolina, there's some nice photos in there. They're all right. Stephanie took a couple of nice ones. But I'm going on too long here. It's been quite longer than normal, and I just wanted to say that I'm a big fan of Dig.com, Dig Nation. I'm sure a lot of you or some of you listen to their cast. But I was driving home from work today, listening to the last podcast, and it was pretty funny. But they're good guys, man. Good guys. Check them out. But anyways, I'm out of here, and hopefully everybody has a good rest of the weekend or rest of the week, and so long, and see you next time.
I got a package in the mail with a bloody skull in it.